And it came to pass, when Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him. And they took him and cast him into a pit. And the pit was empty, there was no water in it. And they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked. And behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead, with their camels bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And Judah said unto his brethren, What profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And his brethren were content. Then there passed by Midianite merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph into Egypt. Genesis chapter 37, verses 23 through 28. The Bible is a chaste book, and it often leaves out sordid details. But in our present culture, we surely realize the fate of a young man sold into slavery. What Joseph underwent in the first ordeals as a slave are left undiscussed. But certainly it is reasonable to suppose that he suffered the most unspeakable indignities at the hands of men whose only interest in him was the profit they could make from him, from his actual body. To sell your own brother into slavery is a sin of unspeakable hatred and envy, and Joseph was innocent. Furthermore, he had been given great gifts from God, prophetic dreams and the ability to interpret dreams. None of this mattered to his wicked brothers. It would take their entire lives of suffering from their own plotting and conniving before they learned that plotting, conniving, and doing evil had never given them a thing. They did amass money and lands, at first, and then most was lost in famine. Some of them carried the increasing weight of guilt around for the rest of their lives, even after Joseph showed them kindness and forgave them, if you consult Genesis 45, verse 8. Decades and decades went by after they sold Joseph into slavery, and then they discovered him again, now in power over them. And yet Joseph spared them and helped them. More time went by, and they lived in the lands that Joseph provided for them. But we see Joseph's brethren still weighed down and fearful over their gross sin. And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, Joseph will peradventure hate us, and will certainly requite us all the evil which we did unto him. And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, Thy father did command before he died, saying, So shall ye say unto Joseph, Forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren, and their sin, for they did unto thee evil. And now, we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father. And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face. And they said, Behold, we be thy servants. And Joseph said unto them, Fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive. Now therefore fear not, I will nourish you, and your little ones. And he comforted them, and spake kindly unto them. Genesis chapter 50, verses 15 through 21. Now first, we should see from this, that at the end of his life, or almost at the end of his life, long, long after Joseph had had a dream in which his brothers would bow down to him, Joseph saw the fulfillment of his dream. But this didn't save Joseph from having a life very much like Abel's life, except God provided that Joseph's life should be saved and he would come and reign over his brethren. But we still see that Joseph suffered from men who were part of what we would consider to be the only true religion. His brothers had a long way to go before they repented, but we do see by the end that they did repent. We learn from the story of Joseph that the righteous will suffer at the hands of the wicked, for this is the way of this fallen world. And yet, as Joseph declared, God still rules, and he can turn evil deeds to suit purposes of kindness, grace, and mercy. God does not suspend the curse, for to do so would be to excuse sin. But God thwarts and redirects the plots of wicked men, turning their evil into good for his people.